We're going to talk about what may seem like an esoteric topic, on-campus medical office ground leases, but I submit to you, one, these deals are getting done, and two, ground leases have been in a fabric of the real estate lawyer's practice for centuries, and they're first a device to evade usury. And there's some interesting techniques that have arisen in this area to accommodate the competing needs of a hospital system and a developer that I think are applicable to other kinds of pad leases and other kinds of ground lease. So we're going to discuss the application of the ground lease to a medical facility where a hospital system or a hospital leases land or building to a developer. I will follow the paper generally. If you look at the length of the paper, the good news is the paper itself is relatively short. That reflects my attention span. But the attached to it are two, I think, pretty good forms. One, a form of ground lease, and addendum two is a form of space lease in a medical office building. Now, those two forms do not mesh particularly. The ground lease came from one transaction that I worked on that I liked a lot. And the office lease form came from another transaction, which, as to the interior tenant lease, I thought was a lot better than the one in the first transaction. But they will illustrate some of the issues and give you a good go-by for these kinds of transactions. Well, first, what makes this different than any other ground lease? Well, the primary difference is the motivations of the hospital. The hospital is really not in it for the money. The hospital is in it to try to get high-admitting physicians with high-end practices close to their hospital. Because, and we'll talk in a minute about some federal law, the hospitals cannot induce doctors to admit under federal, at the risk of committing a felony. What's the best way to get a doctor to commit? Well, have them next door.